It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Downs. Really a treat to welcome the Avett brothers to the studio. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We got Seth Scott and Bob sitting down to talk with us as they get ready to perform. I have to commend you guys on this letter. In reading the letter, it seems like there's a lot of reflection on the evolution of the band, as well as the society that you've been living in and playing to for now some 16 years, is it? What has changed that really came to the forefront in your thoughts as you started to make a new record? You know, what really compels the Avett brothers at this point to say, we have something to say and sing about in an album form?
Well, Seth and I were talking last night over dinner, and I made a comparison to once your head is full of song ideas, which become distractions for other song ideas, or really, I shouldn't say just song ideas, just expressions in any form that may come to us as artists. Then you realize it's time to get those documented. I think that's so not so much has changed, because it's always kind of been that way for us. It's been a steady stream. I think in the letter written, it makes clear that this has always been part of our life,
right,
all the way around, not just on stage and in the studio.
And the letter also talked about, and it was quite eloquent and touching, and a challenging concept to really get your head around, the line between life and music somewhere along the line evaporated.
Yeah.
Comment on what that revelation sort of felt like.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed to be coming more clear to me as I was writing the letter. But I think it's something that is in a constant sway and a constant sort of ebb and flow. We spend enough time off the road, it feels like they're different again, you know. But when you're on the stage and you're singing lyrics about your life, you know, you can't help but view them as the same thing, you know, as the music you're presenting and the life you're living as the same entity. But again, like when we got cranking, it was kind of like if one was going, the other had halted, you know, which is not, I don't know if that's was really a healthy way to live, but it was necessary at the time.
There ain't nobody here who got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad, let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs, got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can save me, there ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man or man that can change the shape my soul is in. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it.
Are there times when you're in a place, I know you quite eloquently talked about once being an afterthought on some whiteboard in a bar in Hoboken and then seeing your name on the marquee of Madison Square Garden. Are there moments when you get to collectively say, hey, remember when there were five people in that dive bar we played?
We never forget it. We talk about it a lot and we remind ourselves of it, and we really don't feel far removed from that at all. I think we have come to a point of unification and gratitude that I think we just want to share and be a part of something instead of, hey, come see that thing. It's more like you want to come be a part of it.
Yeah.
Let us be a part of it. And we realize that we're only a part of it. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, it's never in the... in the context of, wow, look what we've done. You know, it's always more like in humor, if we're remembering a certain thing where there were only five people there, the arc of the band or the trajectory of the band in terms of the growth of popularity feels more to us like something that has happened in conjunction with an unquantifiable number of people. Rather than something that we did, some victory that we've had, it feels more like something that we've had the good fortune to be a part of, you know, like with our audience. Again, the reason for the existence of the letter partially is because of this ongoing conversation with our audience, which is, it's very unique, we feel, and it's very genuine. But yeah, the growth is something that's, it's always there, but we very, very rarely, if ever, think to ourselves, man, like, look what happened. You know, that's always a concept that comes from outside.
Right.
And one that that doesn't really exist internally.
Regret for every step I took, from Fisher Road to Hollywood. Feeling bad and acting good, never was content. It was hostile moves in hotel rooms, watched my friends promote their dooms. From Pontiac to Newport News, nothing made much sense. And I had to leave a few behind when they replaced the apple wine with cocaine and codeine pills. I knew I was done, and I didn't really say goodbye. They walked their path and I walked mine. I would find other ways to tear my body down. I am staying here with you. I've done all I know to do. They say stand up straight and take your eyes off the wooden floor. No, I didn't find what I was looking for. Still, I had to go from Fisher Road to Hollywood. And still, I had to go from Fisher Road to Hollywood. They taught some bigger words to me at the university. Only it's a curse to speak without some regard for the one I'm talking to. Do I sound like a friend to you? And do we even speak the same language anymore? I am staying here with you. I've done all I know to do. They say stand up straight and take your eyes off the ballroom floor. Of course I didn't find what I was looking for. Still, I had to go from Fisher Road to Hollywood. And still, I had to go from Fisher Road to Hollywood. And still,
it's becoming palpable that there is a real community, you know, of musicians and fans that are forming. And it seems like the industry, you know, the music industry is really hasn't figured out exactly, you know, where the square peg is.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because if you're talking about big business, a large industry, a large music industry, that thrives on spectacle quite a lot. And a lot of American roots music is it's not really naturally geared towards arenas. And it's not naturally geared towards a very clean sort of pop presentation. Whereas pop music in its form now looks great, like on television, looks great in a gigantic venue. But I mean, there's been great folk music, great American roots music all along. You know, a lot of people think of it in terms of an explosion in the 60s, early 60s, you mm-hmm. know, and then like, you know, like maybe a little bit of like, you know, John Cougar Mellencamp, you know, a moment, and then like nothing until like Mumford and Sons, you know, like that, like those are like kind of the benchmarks, which makes sense. But the reality is through John Prine and Greg Brown and Loudon Wainwright, there's been like all this great folk music just consistently throughout. But again, none of that music has been successfully presented in a like a large format sort of style of entertainment. And that's what a gigantic industry really needs. It needs big numbers. You know,
I Am Loving You, that was a big step. But I think essentially it's been a pretty steady ride. I don't know if you guys would agree with me on that. Yeah. I remember playing the Workplay Theater in Birmingham, Alabama, and showing up, and that maybe held 250, and hearing that we sold it out, and I was amazed. I was amazed. But Scott made this point yesterday somewhere, you know, we would go somewhere and have 50. Our goal was to go back and have 51. And I really feel like that's been going on for 16 years. Now, there have been, you know, some some hyper, like some moments that you, sometimes you feel like you're making a lot of, you're making movement, you're gaining momentum in the outside world. And then, but that's kind of an illusion, you know, like you do a TV show or a record comes out and there's this period of, high visibility and it's really great and it's fun, but it's not the career. It's only a snapshot of the career from point A to point B. It's not the whole picture. The whole picture has been very gradual, very calm, very steady, I think.
I still wake up shaking by dreams, and
We're so proud that you came out here, and so grateful that you came out to share it with us today. I mean, it's the band means so much to the radio station, and to have you here and to have the entire band here, we truly do appreciate it, guys.
It's our pleasure. It's a two-way street.
Yep.
And we can only encourage our listeners. There are a few tickets tonight, a few, and just seeing what we're seeing today and hearing what we're hearing today and thinking about what a gorgeous night at the Greek Theater, looking out over that hilltop. This is an event not to be missed. So it's really meant a lot for you being here. I want to thank you guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
The Avett Brothers, the album is True Sadness. They're tonight at the Greek with the Milk Carton Kids, who are other great friends of KCSN. Not to be missed. And certainly the time spent today was special to us all. Thanks again.
Thank you.
88.5
KCSN.